Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But again, my beef is not with the organization. My beef is not with the fan base, and my beef is not with the players. It's with the owner.
Yeah.
And as long as that beef is what it is, I don't really acknowledge, you know, my time there, because that would acknowledge him. And I just don't, you know, I just don't get down with him. I just don't. So that's just kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Thanks to LeVar Arrington for jumping on with us. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll catch up with Santana Moss, who is one of Sean Taylor's best friends on the team. He now still, to this day, lives in the area, works Washington football team broadcast. In fact, he's at the facility right now. I was texting with him. He was in Ashburn, so when he's done filming some things for this weekend, he's going to hop on the phone with us. Did anybody get tickets today? Did anybody sell their tickets previously that maybe would have gone? 800-636-1067. Sean Taylor, jersey retirement on Sunday. Fans very, very upset. Would you say they're more sad or mad?
Mad.
Because earlier today, I thought people were sad. What we've experienced is mad.
Yep.
It's anger. People are really livid. And I don't remember the fans being this upset about anything. JJ Upper Marlboro, you're on the Fan. What's up?
My question is, do you think this is because of the emails and the topless cheerleaders? Because now all you guys talk about is the Sean Taylor thing, and you're pretty much blowing that over. It looks like they did the exact same thing with the scandal came out when they took away the name. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and we're talking about this all day, and they know at the end we're still going to celebrate Sean Taylor.
Well, it's possible. Do you think this is good for them, though? I mean, fans calling in for 10 hours and being beside themselves and some guys crying on the air. I mean, you think that's good for them?
No, but I think it's better than the alternative to keep talking about how far Bruce Allen's evolved and what else is in these emails and
I disagree all that other scandal. JJ, thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, you could be right. I disagree. I think this is way worse for them than Bruce Allen, who's no longer with the team, sending emails 10 years ago. Now, he didn't say the things John Gruden said. He was on the emails. People do want to know what is in the rest of the emails, and people want to know about the investigation. But specific to anything involving Bruce Allen, he's gone. He's been gone. Nothing that happens to Bruce sticks to them. What is more important to them right now, I would say, is their relationship with their fan base. And I think there are a lot of fans who don't care about anything other than the on-field product, basically. So when the DEA raids the facility, they don't want to hear about it. When the emails pop up and Bruce Allen's on those, they'll dismiss that. Like, you can't make them care. But if you disrespect Sean Taylor, some of those people care a little bit. I don't think this is better for them that this is the story today.
I definitely don't think it's better, but I think they thought it would be. I think that's where he and I agree. I think they thought this would make it all go away. Because it's not just about Bruce Allen. To me, what everybody wants is blood when it comes to Dan Snyder. That's really what this whole thing was about. All the energy and all the focus and all the different stories. And it was the little glimmer of hope that Washington fans had that this might be enough to take this guy at least down a peg. Instead, he's got 100% ownership and he's skating away scot-free, basically. A pocket change from his yacht. And you know, he's free to kind of do whatever he wants. But to me, this was at best a miscalculation where they go, this is a great way to get some goodwill going, right? Alumni game, Sean Taylor, we're going to rededicate Sean Taylor Way. This is good. We need some good energy right now around this building. As you mentioned, DEA, people are freaking out about the defense and how terrible it is, and Ron Rivera's answers are getting bristly and ticked off and short, and people are starting to get ticked. Remember how mad people were Monday and Tuesday? Remember that? It was about football.
Yeah.
They need some good energy, and I think they thought this is what it would be, and then to your point, it ain't, and it's not by such a huge, huge, huge margin.
I think they're getting the national reaction they anticipated. Right now, around the horn is talking about Sean Taylor's jersey being retired, and the conversation is not going to be that it was a 72-hour heads-up.
Right.
The conversation is going to be what an amazing player Sean Taylor was. Mm-hmm. They may have thought that would be the case in D.C. too. And, yeah, if strategically they thought that it would be a positive, then you could say that they spun the narrative that way. But it hasn't worked out that way. I promise you right now, you hang out with Jason Wright and give him some truth serum over dinner tonight, and you ask him, would he rather people be talking about his predecessor, President Bruce Allen, the ex-president of the team, being involved in the John Gruden emails and wondering if more emails are going to come out and wondering if the league should reopen the investigation, or the backlash that they have received today from season ticket holders responding to the email saying, hey, make sure you get there early for this ceremony. I promise you, Jason Wright would like a do-over on today. Let's go to Scott in West Virginia on the Fan. Scott, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. So if I were a fan of the Washington team, and please let me roll back to that, I would be really upset by this. I would be frantic, really, to try and find a ticket so that I could participate. Actually, that might not be very hard, but so my perspective is I moved to the DMV more than 30 years ago. I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and I had to move to the area within 30 days of the Broncos getting smashed by Washington in that Super Bowl.
Oh,
so
wow.
For a very long time, my two favorite teams were the Denver Broncos and whoever was playing the Skins. But the minute I got here, I became an Orioles fan. The minute that, opening day of the Nationals, I became a Nationals fan. I grew up in Detroit. I watched Hockey Night in Canada with my dad and my grandpa before there was Monday Night Football. And I became a Capitals fan as soon as I moved here. So I've been looking for a reason to become a fan of the Washington team once the Broncos finally won the back-to-backs and became a member of the club, and my attitude softened. And this stuff just keeps happening, and I can't do it. I want to, and I can't.
Yeah, no one's going to fault you for that. Those of us who were born into this, who sat next to our mom and on their, you know, our parents' laps at 3 years old, aren't glad that that happened. Like, for someone who is a transplant, I don't fault you at all. You got no horse in this.
Yeah, where you go, I just couldn't buy in. Yeah, I wouldn't have bought either.
My kids are going to be fans of this team against my better judgment. They are. I play Fox NFL Sunday theme music every Sunday when we wake up. My 2.5-year-old daughter says, Daddy, it's football day. She comes and gets me out of bed on Sunday. True story. We walk downstairs. I fire up the music, and we dance, and she yells touchdown and spikes a football. Now, she doesn't have enough attention span to watch the games with me. She wants to, you know, watch Coco Melon or something else on my phone. But she's going to be a football team fan. That's the way we do it.
Yeah, that's the way I thought it would happen. I couldn't pay my 8-year-old $1,000 to watch a play with me.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, no one in his school cares. He didn't care. When I was 8, they won the Super Bowl. When I was 8, I went to a parade and hug strangers and sat on my dad's shoulders. And I have a mesh hat that says World Champions with the Redskins logo on it.
You should rock that hat.
I got to find it. It's somewhere.
That would be a sick
I love fun. That hat. It's when we're World Champions, not to confuse anybody. He didn't care.
So it wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't recent. It's dude, more than 30
about
years
the
old.
Capitals, right? So it could have been 18?
No.
This so the is, Nationals, 19.
Mm-mm. This is a football World Championship to celebrate that. So it was 1987. 1987, 88.
Different. That's a different thing.
A different time.
I was born in 1988, just if we're all keeping.
A couple months after this happened.
We're all keeping tabs on this. Was it before May of 88?
Yeah. Pre-May 88.
I wasn't alive yet.
Yeah, you weren't in
Let's
there.
Let's go to Rory in Winchester on the fan. Hey, Rory.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I'm all right. A little rough day here in the DMV. You know, I'm a big fan. One of the only times I can imagine or really remember crying when I heard news on the TV was when I heard Sean Taylor died. And to this day, like, still I get a little emotional when I think about it, and I think about all the news that was coming out at the time. So for me, I'm kind of at a point where, you know, I called you guys early in the year, and I was excited. I bought tickets for the first time to this team.
Oh, you were one of the ones that called and said you got the season ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I got the tickets, to the San Diego game. I didn't get season tickets. I got the tickets
okay.
to the game. I was excited. Obviously, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But I'm kind of at this point where, you know, I don't really care what happens off the field anymore. For Sean Taylor, I think, you know, we should just go out, support him as best we can, and then just, you know, throw our tickets to the trash or just not buy them again, whatever, you know?
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
For the record, because people were saying maybe they'd go to the pregame ceremony and roll out, it sounds like at halftime they're actually going to retire the jersey. The ceremony, which is different, I'm not sure how or why, but they'll do a pregame ceremony, and then the official jersey retirement will be at halftime for the people that are going to the game and who want to take part. Let's go to Sean in Woodbridge on Grant and Danny. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, look here, man. Generational icon. That's why people are really upset. And I'm emotional to the point where I can't go into it but so much. But that man was a generational icon. This city has numerous ones. But this guy was special. John Thompson, generational icon. You know what I'm saying? Lynn Bias, generational icon. These were people that this town, this city, everybody fell in love with.
Yep.
Everybody fell in love with Sean. This dude was a hope. That's where all this emotion is coming from. RG3 had it at one point. We hope that this franchise is going to turn around because of one person's play every Sunday. And that man earned that, every lick of it. And that's why people, I don't think it has nothing to too much do with what the franchise is doing. Man, this is a generational icon that this city fell in love with. You can't talk bad about that man. You're going to get some dudes to come into your house when you do that.
Great call, man. It's not that I don't like it. I almost am sort of afraid emotionally to start going down that road that he just went down of what we were robbed of, how much he meant. I know I'm upset, and if I start thinking about why, I'm going to get emotional about it.
So I don't know how old he was who just called, but here's what I can entirely relate to. And again, I'm going to say my generation. So that's Darius is my age. People listening, it's anywhere between, I would say, if you're like 25 and maybe 35, 37. For so long, this team was bad to, if you got lucky and they got hot, moderately competitive, and like maybe the stars would align and they'd go on a run. When Sean Taylor, for those 3.5 years, was on this team, he was the reason you watched. Like, my infatuation with Chris Cooley growing up and in high school and, you know, middle school, I loved that dude because I knew it was going to be crap for the most part. I knew I'd have to deal with buddies making fun of me on Monday, and I'd get texts from Cowboys fans. It was all going to stink most of the time. But I enjoyed watching Chris Cooley break tackles. I enjoyed watching him go 7 for 67 every single week. I loved knowing when Santana Moss caught a bubble screen that he might turn it upfield for 67 and a touch against the Chiefs. Now, Jared Allen was going to take over the game and have 4 sacks and have the most impressive game I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
I was going to lose, but Santana Moss could do something really cool. He was going to break a tackle and go to the crib against the Jaguars. Like, these guys meant something. Taylor was so different and so unique and so special because, with all due respect to those other guys I named, the Portises, the Mosses, the Cooleys, like that generation's player, their ceiling was nothing like Sean Taylor's. They've all talked about this in all the documentaries that have been done about this guy. They know it. We're talking about someone who had the ability to go down as one of the greatest players who's ever lived, right? His opening game in the preseason, he scored multiple touchdowns. He had a pick six. Like, you saw it right away. One of his last games he ever played. I'd have to look up the games log. If you got something up, was his last game against Green Bay? I know they played Tampa, but he didn't make the trip or something like that. There was a Packers game at the very end of his life, which is still just awful to say. When he broke up like five passes, I think he picked off two. And on back-to-back plays, he almost picked off passes on different sidelines.
Yeah, he was leading the league in interceptions 7-8 weeks later, even after he had passed away.
But that, I still remember that Packers game. Oh, yeah. On consecutive plays on different
sides of the field.
Going out of bounds, he got his hand on footballs.
Oh, some guy with a terrible arm. No, it was Brett Favre. And he ranged.
It was so crazy, dude. He was so different. There is an attachment to him that cannot be explained. I used the anxiety comp earlier. Like, I have anxiety. And if you have that issue, you know what that means. If you don't, you can be empathetic and you can think you know, but you don't. I'll use another example. When I hear or read or see now, like, bad things that happen to kids in the news, I can't deal.
Yep, same.
I get so emotional. I have cried more times since I had kids, tenfold, than I've ever cried in my life before. And it's always about, like, kids, basically. Like, how could someone do that? How could someone be such an awful person or dad or whatever, right? You think you get it if you don't have kids, but you really don't. And this is not a shot at anyone. It's just to say, in this situation, if you weren't here for the Taylor thing in 07, if you don't remember the Reed Doughty press conference where he was sobbing, talking to reporters, the missing man formation before they trotted him out on the field, the game against Buffalo where players are all locked in arms, tears streaming down their face, Joe Gibbs calling two timeouts beside himself because maybe he was the reason they may have lost that first game in Sean's honor, the four-game winning streak after that to make the playoffs, led by Todd Collins, where it was basically just playing with, you know, Jags and grit and in his memory trying to honor him, then you can't be brought up to speed now. I can't help you.
Those are just words that you hear, to your point. Like, if you didn't live it, if you weren't part of it, like, I'm going on Kansas City radio tomorrow, right, to get ready, you know, the same way you do, behind enemy lines or find out about the opponent. They're going to have me on, and I've gone on there a few different times. And they're going to say, hey, what's going on with the Sean Taylor thing? And I've got 10 minutes. I'm not going to be able to explain it to them. There's no way that they can possibly understand. You can hear the words, but you don't know the phenomenon. You don't know it, and you can't know it. And it's not your fault that you weren't there. But you have to have, there's got to be some grace. There's got to be some voice inside of that building that says, the way that we are planning to do this is not only probably not the best, way beyond that. A disaster. That's what this is. This is a disaster.
No, it's a debacle. It is. And I do stand by. I think this is, as far as like self-made issues, this is as bad as I can remember.
Because other things happened to them and they reacted poorly or whatever. This is self-made. You're right.
I want to know, what's Dan Snyder doing today? That's what I want to know. I can't imagine. I mean, that guy is a Sean Taylor. Like, he's a fanboy for all of his faults, and they are bountiful, and he has been a horrendous owner, and the stories you hear about him are not good in terms of the human being that he is. Like our callers who are calling in emotional, loves him some Sean Taylor. Mm. I want to know what he thinks about all this. And if he was in any way involved in, certainly not the planning, but your guy that you have the picture of hugging in your office, people think that he's being disrespected and the fans feel disrespected about him. I'd love to be just a fly on the wall to see what he's doing today, because he normally is not calm and reserved in these situations. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Dane.
Drew it up to be a good play, and he made it a great play. He made it a turnover. He made it something mere mortals can't do.
Play fake. Quit under pressure.
Oh.
Caught from behind by Sean Taylor.
Man, did he come fast. Wow.
And that's what they expect out of him. His first NFL sack. Here's another blitz. Quinn steps up and it's intercepted. Sean Taylor with his first NFL interception.
Text of the day I just got from my wife, who routinely just wants me to stop eating and not be as fat as I am. I'm just going to read this text.
Go.
I almost bought you a Wegmans cookie tub because this is such a catastrophe.
Almost.
She didn't buy it. She thought about it. Welcome back,
What's
Grant.
A cookie tub?
I think it's like their tray of cookies. They come in like
their turner of
just 24 delicious chocolate chip cookies at Wegmans. I want you to picture a delicious cookie that makes you happy.
Yeah, my eyes are closed. I'm picturing
and then
it.
Add some amazing to it. That's a Wegmans cookie.
And but it's a tub of them. Like they're it's a big old
tub is the wrong word. She kind of misspoke there. It's more of a tray. They're designed to kind of there's slots for them, and you pull them out one at a time, and you eat them. It's a plastic tray.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like the Chips Ahoy situation, or like an Oreo.
But you can see all of them. It's a clear tray. You can see everything in there when you grab it.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's good.
I'd like
it's
that.
Very good.
Yeah, like you find these in the bakery section of grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Ah, right? There he is. Mm-hmm. He gets it. See, Danny, he's not one of us anymore. You got to explain things to him sometimes. Imagine like a salad, okay. Right?
Yeah.
With lettuce.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Am I being punished for something? Decade of bad decisions?
And then remove that and put a cookie there.
Oh, it's so much better.
Now do you get it?
Yeah.
Every day this week, kicking off this 525 segment, we're giving away Caps tickets. Got a 4-pack of tickets for them to play the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday night, coming up in just 2 days. Now, we're only giving you 2 days heads up that we're giving you these tickets. Slightly different than retiring a jersey of a player that you love for many, many years. But you'll be able to rearrange the schedule, hopefully. Right now, 800-636-1067 is the number, and you can win those tickets. You're the first person in to tell Ryan that you want those tickets on Grant and Danny. Let's go to JR in D.C. JR, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, bud?
Listen, you know, I grew up in Europe, and I moved here in 99. And, you know, I grew up in the culture overseas where, you know, you've heard story about us crazy soccer fans and everything. And it's just something you're born with, that passion for your team. And I brought that with me, and I became a, you know, Redskins now football team fan and everything. And Sean Taylor matched that passion for me. For the short time that he was with us, man, he was the heart and the soul of this franchise. And he made us believe. And if you would have asked me just yesterday if I thought that there was any other way that this franchise could screw up and push the fans away, I would have said no way. And then we turn around today and they do something like this, man. I got to be honest with you, fellas. I'm done. Thank God the hockey season started yesterday. But I'm just done with this product for as long as Dan Snyder is around.
JR, good to talk to you, man.
Be worth it.
Appreciate you, dude. Good to talk to you, buddy. That's all I got for you. I know JR. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That guy. You were so excited to say good to talk to you. You just said it 3 times out of a row. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. It doesn't translate. Your face, you were so happy. You just kept saying good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Buddy.
It was. Good to talk to JR.
To the point of his call, and I'm not laughing at anything he said. He's not the first person today to say that.
Yeah.
I'm always a believer in, look, I've been texting people. I'm really upset like you guys are. Kind of let's sleep on it. Let's see where we're at in a day or two. Instead, you know, when people say, let's make sure that we don't go to the game on Sunday, or this is the straw that broke my back or whatever. I'm not telling you what to do, how to spend your money, what teams to cheer for, but there's a lot of games left this season. And while, yes, the Capitals are back and the Wizards will be playing soon enough, there's plenty of time for everyone. There's been a lot of crappy things that have happened over the years. You dealt with a lot. You're still here. You're still standing. You know how many glancing blows? You know how many times you've taken a shot while you were staggered in the middle of the ring to keep being a fan of this team? Think about that before you just say it's over. Let's go to Dave in Silver Spring. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Big fan of the show. Grant, miss you on the Caps broadcast.
Oh, thanks,
I called in with my theory as to why it was only 10,000 towels and its supply chain issues. And then I got to, like, this whole place of disrespect. And where I've landed is like, I'm kind of excited for what they're going to do next. I mean, if you're leveraging a tragedy on this level as a smokescreen, like, what's next, Dan? Like, come on, dude. I want to see it. I want to see how bad and depraved and disrespectful this guy can get before even the NFL has to shut this guy down.
Dave, let me ask you this before you jump. It sounds like you I feel like, because I keep referencing the towels. I don't know why I can't get past that, but that, to me, it's just ridiculous. 10,000 towels is so absurd. So you agree that that seems ridiculous?
It's ridiculous, but it makes sense that they threw this together at the last minute, probably over the weekend. They called their towel guy. He's like, look, you know, I only got 10,000 towels. They're like, we'll take them. I mean, the fact that LeVar was like, hey, I got invited, but he's not even planning on being here this weekend. Now, obviously, he has his issues, so maybe he's not high on the list. But, I mean, I guarantee you, if you talk to all these former Redskins who would have been invited, they probably didn't have plans to be here if they weren't going to be part of the homecoming scene.
So that's
one more thing too. About the homecoming game.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you're scheduling the homecoming against the Chiefs?
Well, that's a great point.
Very interesting.
You
want
to do a, I mean, is
bold
there,
strategy, Cotton.
There's probably not a great week if this team ends up being what we think, where you could have scheduled it. But there's only one team that's been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. There's only one team with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Maybe don't do alumni weekend against Kansas City.
So, but to
they
his point,
try
though,
to do it at the same time-ish every year. They don't decide when they play the Chiefs. But who's their next home? I mean, you could have gotten it against the Saints. Who's their next home game against after this?
I'll find it. I should know that top of my head, but
They play the Packers, and then they play
on the road in Green Bay, which you're going to.
The Bucks.
The Bucks at home after the bye week.
Not a whole lot better. Defending Super Bowl champions.
There you go. But to his point, though, about supply chain stuff, and I actually meant to bring that up earlier. That's actually a global phenomenon that's happening right now, and in all walks of life, everywhere, everything. There are global supply chain issues. Just listen to one, you know, nightly newscast or read one article about it. It's everywhere. Okay. That's what leads me to believe this wasn't a big advanced thing. That's another thing. I meant to mention that earlier, and I kept forgetting about it. So if you knew this, you were going to have this 6 months ago, you ordered this 6 months ago. There's no way it's a six-month problem. A quick turnaround is a problem when there are global supply chain issues, when you can't just go to your towel guys, as the guy kind of said, tongue-in-cheek, and just go, 70,000 towels, please. We can't do that. We got no trucks, no drivers, no textiles. We got no factory. We got no lights.
But could they have just said, what I keep coming back to is they were making the decisions on this without the knowledge necessary of the importance of this event. We normally announce on Mondays, they think, what's going to happen at the stadium that weekend. Hey, this weekend you get your pink ribbon as you walk in. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Day. So, well, it's this Monday. We're going to announce that Sean Taylor's jersey is getting retired. And then you can't because the John Gruden emails. This was not the same as the breast cancer awareness thing.
It's not. I'm sorry.
It's just not. So my point is, maybe normally they give out 10,000 towels. Maybe that's the number they normally get. And someone just says to some 27-year-old who places the email, the order, whatever, hey, how many towels did we give out in week one? You know, you walk in, it says Washington football team or whatever. Oh, we did 10,000. We did 15,000 towels. All right, get 10,000 for this weekend. I don't think that's what happened necessarily, but I'm just throwing that out there. I don't have an explanation. Like, people can't just keep saying, well, you know, you're being crazy. There's no good answer. There's no good reason. Like, we're just throwing stuff against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You can't convince me that it makes any sense in the world
in
a stadium that is dead last in attendance, but still gets close to 30-some thousand, 40,000 people every game, that you're doing this major event where you're retiring this critical, important, iconic figure's jersey, and you're going to get 10,000 towels. So just best case scenario, 25,000 people won't get them. And by the way, if you have ever gone to the game once, and I would imagine the people that makes this decision are there every week. I'm there every week. The first people in their seats are the opposing team's fans. This is not some shot against our team's fans. Here's the deal. our guys are from around here, and they tailgate, and they hang out, or they come over from their house. The opposing team's fans are, a lot of them are from here, but a lot of them are staying in hotels, and they have nowhere to be. You go to the, anyone who goes to the game regularly, is a season ticket holder listening, knows what I'm saying is gospel. You show up at 11:45 and you look around, or at noon. It's all the opposing team's fans in there first. Those are the people that would get the 10,000 towels.
Right.
10,000 towels is such an unacceptably dumb low number. I know that that's not the point of all of this.
But to me, it's evidence.
It just speaks to how absurd and the lack of foresight and just how off the mark they were. And I'd go back to sharing Alumni Day with Sean Taylor and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys want to come? It's Alumni Day. We're going to retire his jersey, by the way. Like LeVar, Ryan Clark tweeted today. Some other players have said, yeah, I heard they were doing something for Sean. Well, did they call you and say they're retiring his jersey?
Because they were rededicating Sean Taylor Way. They're going to present his folks before the game. That's very different than retiring the jersey, which they've done twice before in their history. In the history of the team.
Right.
They don't retire a jersey a week. They've been around for damn near 100 years. They've done this twice.
That's the other amazing part is, this is the third jersey ever retired.
Ever.
I don't know what the precedent was for the Sammy Baugh jersey retirement. I don't even know if, like, my dad was born when they did that. He may have been a little kid growing up or whatever. I know that the precedent for the second one, which, by the way, happened a few weeks ago, was that they did it in June of 2020, before the regular season. They ended up getting pushed back because of COVID, so it's a year and a half. But that is the precedent here. Forget mm-hmm. Buffalo, where you know about Thurman Thomas months in advance, New York with Strahan. We have a precedent here. Not this time. It was different. Why? That's the question. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the show, as always. Download the Odyssey app. It is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to 106.7 The Fan. Congratulations. Who won the tickets, by the way? Saw it was someone from Maryland. A couple straight days of Virginians winning the tickets. Maryland checked in
Maryland
with our
on the map.
Pack.
Yep, it was someone from Maryland. And he's going to enjoy. Yeah, I forgot his name, guys.
Oh, God, that's good.
I typed him in there. I was hoping that you guys were going to plug him. I said winner, and I highlighted him in yellow, too.
Oh, that's exciting.
And, yeah, I forgot his name.
He's gone.
I think the thing I love is you came on the air to tell us, right? You said the same thing that you said. Yep, someone from Maryland.
Someone from Maryland.
Did you think that we were just going to not laugh at that?
Exactly. I thought you were going to gloss over it. You know, you guys are ahead of me on that.
Just keep it moving.
Yep, keep the line moving.
One of the greatest moments in the history of the show, Cheers, was when Cliff Clavin was on Jeopardy. And he didn't know the answer to Final Jeopardy of like who the person was or who like a group of people were. And so he just answered, who are all people that have not been in my kitchen? And it was just a way to summarize billions and billions of people. And it was a philosophical difference.
The name that I thought I saw was Wes. Does that ring a bell?
No, I believe if anything, it was Dave. Dave.
Very different than Wes.
Well, there's a guy from Maryland who's going to the Caps game.
Yes. Wes Johnson will be there probably.
Congratulations. You win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Caps. They take on these back-to-back champion Lightning Saturday night, October 16th, 7 p.m., Capital One Arena. Buy tickets now at washcaps.com. You can listen to the Caps on the Fan, watch them on NBC Sports Washington. And a reminder, we'll be giving away tickets tomorrow, probably back to a more traditional show with our featured segments all day long on Grant and Danny.
His name is Sam.
Sam!
Dave!
So it's not Dave.
Wes.
Not Dave. And it's not Wes.
Here we go, Wes.
Awesome.
Have fun, Dave.
Everyone did great. Yeah, a guy from Maryland won those tickets.
Yep, she was from Maryland.
Thank you for that addition to the conversation. Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Hey, Nick.
You win. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Good.
What a day, huh? I guess my first question, and it's a really simple one, it's why. I can't quite understand. I'm 30 years old, about to be 30, and I remember being in high school and couldn't go to school that day and watching Chick Hernandez and all the coverage when Sean passed. And to do this on a Thursday, I can't go. I went to the Buffalo Bills game that after he passed, I have that towel framed in my house.
Yeah, because they gave away 50,000 of them, by the way.
Oh, absolutely, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? So I will ask everyone that's listening that's a Chiefs fan that will be there, because there will be more Chiefs fans than Washington fans. If you have any decency for what this means to all of us, please decline the towel, honestly. That's the most important thing that you can do for all of us. And I guess Dan's mentality behind this is this is maybe the one thing that we can all come together on is Sean almost being a part of all of our family that's been a part of this. And it was like losing a family member when that happened. And for him to create this and for even Jason Wright, I thought that there was hope for Jason Wright, and for him to not understand that this was probably not the greatest idea is truly disappointing. And
not the greatest idea, by the way, is a nice way to say it. Pete's in Rockville. Pete, we only got about a minute, but I hear you got a good story here.
All right, real quick. So Sean Taylor passed away. I went down to Miami, visited his grave. I have a old team's feathers tattooed, the emblem that hung off the emblem, the feathers that hung off the emblem. And in between the tips of the feathers, I have a 21 tattooed. Sparing the details, I landed myself in Dade County Jail for one night. And verbatim, this guy in the room sees my tattoo and goes, "Oh, Sean Taylor, you cool with me, white boy?" So Sean Taylor saved me in Dade County Jail. Safe. Kept me safe.
He kept you safe. I mean, first of all, what a story.
There are a lot of details in there that I wish we had time for.
I mean, I want to follow up on 100 things about that
story. I'll spare the details, but anyway.
But all of these stories we're getting,
yeah.
We've got people whose parents, first time they saw a parent cry. We've got people who couldn't go to school. I mean, don't you get it?
Yes.
Don't you see what all of this means? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Overtime with Craig Hoffman in a half hour, 6:30. Where Grant and Danny will take you up to start of his show right here live on the Fan. No Caps action tonight. They rest up after getting a 1-0 behind 4 points and 2 goals from Alex Ovechkin last night. Wizards ramping up for the start of their season. Washington football team practiced today. They are getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at FedEx Field. Sean Taylor's jersey will be retired. And the story in town today, and people are very, very upset about it, is that fans found out 3 days before the game that his jersey was going to be retired. We've had people very emotional on the air off and on throughout our 4 hours together so far, Danny. And it's been one of the more unique shows we've done, and just the amount of passion. We debated anger versus sadness, but I can tell you, there hasn't really been more than a minute or two where phone lines are not full. It's a reaction from the fan base unlike I've seen about anything in a long time.
And I can tell you this, it's very rare in our thing where one topic is the day. And, you know, you try to come up with different perspectives on it, different angles and different ways. So you're not just rehashing the same thing for 4 hours, in our case, 4.5. But there's only been a couple of times that I can remember been on the air, and I've been fortunate enough to have started here in a limited role all the way back in December of 2009. There have only been a couple of times where the entire show was one thing, and it took something really, 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 really significant, whether it was national news, like a Jerry Sandusky kind of situation, that news sort of dropping, or a couple of other things rarely. I mean, Griffin gets hurt in the playoff game, or one or two other things, but this is the only one that I can remember where it is a 100% team person, whatever you want to call it, front office, business side, people employed by the football team who controlled every part of this process and messed it up. Things happen and they react. We discussed the reaction. They made a decision sort of inside that's sort of football related, one part business. We react accordingly. Things happen in sports that are sort of out of your control. Once you put 11 guys on the field, who knows what's going to happen? That's the beauty of this thing. This is a 100% controllable process that they fouled up so mightily that it's led people, as you said, to all sorts of emotions. And I get it. This is a bad botch.
Yeah, I think it's as bad a self-inflicted wound as I can remember for this team. I think this is probably the worst thing they've done in terms of a damage moment with their relationship with fans. Shoot, I mean, top of my head, maybe when he was suing that old lady. Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Like, that comes to mind. But even still, that was not like, today everyone found out together and the reaction has been everyone at the same time. That story came out, and over a long period of time, a lot of people reacted to it. It's just different. Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. If you want to hop in on Grant and Danny, want to hear from some people who are going to the game. Let's go to Mike in Reston. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I wasn't going to call in, honestly, but I'm getting kind of emotional listening to this. I was going to school in Miami when this happened. My brother and I, we stood outside the trauma center at Jackson Memorial Hospital for hours.
Oh, wow.
We saw Snyder and Clinton come out. I cried when I found out he died. We went to the wake at FIU. I got a 3-6 rookie jersey that he signed for me at training camp behind glass hanging up in my house. My brother has a 21 tattoo on his arm. I don't think I can put into words what he meant to us as fans. He was just the most unbelievable athlete I've ever seen. He struck fear into grown men. With that being said, this is just wrong. Mm. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. From a business standpoint, for the fans, it makes no sense. A gentleman called in earlier and said that they've never hesitated to exploit people in the past. I remember after he died, they put his locker in glass, and instead of putting it on the main concourse for everyone to see, he put it on the club level. To me, that was incentive for people to buy club level tickets. I could be right. I could be wrong. But
it's still on the club level. I do. Right?
I love this team. I think so. I love this team. I will never stop loving this team. But they never cease to leave me shaking my head, just wondering exactly what is going on in that building.
I think that's the key to it. That's the key. Whether and again, I can't hate to keep calling it Grant's theory or my theory. We're just sort of putting the pieces together. But just bear with me. Regardless of which side you buy or whatever it is, what he just said is it. At the end of the day, you're just shaking your head. At the end of the day, you're going, what do I have to choose from? Gross incompetence, negligence, insensitivity, bad decision-making, or something worse? Which door am I supposed to go down? I'm supposed to buy in. They're trying to win me. I don't owe them anything. I could just mow the lawn from 1 to 4 every Sunday. I could clean out the garage. There's a million things that you could do with your time in your life. They owe us, not the other way around. So if you're buying in, what are you buying into? Pick your door today. That, to me, is the sentiment right there, where you just, all you're left is just shaking your head because there's no upside. There's no benefit. There's no goodness out of this, right? It's either just a colossal, stupid, blinders-on error, an insulated error in a bubble, or it's something worse than that. That's really hard to swallow for a lot of fans.
If you made any of the mistakes that were made in this kind of individually, they'd be brought up, but it wouldn't have been a catastrophic thing that led to the entire fan base being beside itself today. But by having it on the same day as the alumni event, it's proof that you don't get the magnitude of this. By only having 10,000 towels to give out, somebody tweeted me and said they had 85,000 towels to give out 5 days after he died. I looked this up with the help of one of our listeners who sent me the link. They gave out 40,000 tackle cancer towels last week, apparently. I had one on my seat in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
40,000 tackle cancer towels.
Yep.
Last week, 30,000 more than they were planning on giving out this week. That means you don't get it. I'm not saying we shouldn't tackle cancer. We absolutely should. My dad had prostate cancer. A lot of people I know, just like everybody else, have dealt with, died from, had give out 100,000 tackle cancer towels. But my point is, last week you gave out 40,000 of those. This week you're giving out 10,021 towels. You don't get it. If you thought you were going to announce it the week of, we wanted to do it Monday and we couldn't after the email thing. You don't get it. We're going to do it Tuesday, but you don't get it.
You don't get it.
If you thought it deserved the same treatment as your week's theme, hey, this week is Military Appreciation Week at the stadium. Hey, this week is the toy drive. Hey, this week is the wear your favorite old jersey and you get a token. You don't get it. Today, you know, it should be, if I'm Jason Wright, it's mandatory listening. For the people who answer to me, basically, to listen to this show back today, because we've had so many anecdotes and so many stories, so many grown adults getting emotional. It's a little microcosm into the significance of this person. There's no other person that would net this show.
Agreed.
Even, honestly, I say Joe Gibbs is like the sacred guy that you can't mess with, and that's probably true. But Joe Gibbs didn't tragically die in his 20s. There is just a different, visceral, emotional thing. Hopefully, 20-some years from now, or more, when Joe Gibbs leaves us, it's just a bunch of telling great stories about his chuckle and all the success and what a great life he lived and the success he went on to have in NASCAR. This is not that. People went into that guy's home because they thought he wasn't going to be there and shot and killed him while trying to steal things. And in the third year of his career, he's ripped away from this fan base that was essentially putting all of their hope eggs into his basket. That's what was happening. Let's go to Ed in Rockville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Chad. It's a great show.
Buddy.
I think, we talk about theories. My theory is this, that they did plan this 6 months ago, and they probably put Tanya in charge of this, right? And their plan was to announce it this Monday. Again, bad call, but that was their plan. But given what happened to Gruden, they wanted the dust to clear, and they made the announcement today without any consciousness of how this would affect the fan base. Now, if in fact that's the case, I think we should cut Ms. Snyder some slack. I mean, considering who she's married to and the environment she has to work in, which is probably, even though she's the wife, probably as difficult as any other employee there in Redskins Park.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude. So, I mean, that, again, I just can't, as you said, if the plan was Monday, I mean, oh my God. Ridiculous that ever would have been the plan.
I'm trying to think of a comp, but it's the equivalent of like, you're going to a game, and it's like the plan was to drive from D.C. to Fredericksburg and then go back to get to Capital One Arena to pick someone up. Like, you were late.
Yeah,
that should have never been your plan.
Yeah, the plan, the first pitch is at 7:05. I'll leave at 8:15 to get there for first pitch.
Bad
like
plan.
The terrible plan.
Egregiously
at
bad.
At best, plan. It's just a terrible plan.
I don't think they knew what was going to happen today.
I'm sure of that.
There's no way they knew. They had to have thought,
mm-hmm.
People are going to be so happy
yes.
to hear this. This is what people need. People are going to be thrilled that it's time to finally roll this announcement out. We've been working on it. I'm just going with their side.
Sure,
of
sure, sure.
For months. Wait till people are just going to be high-fiving and buying tickets and saying we'll see at the stadium. By the way, from a business standpoint, we focused primarily today on this being a slap in the face of the fans.
Yes.
And fans, some of them have said, perhaps even disrespectful to the legacy of Taylor. If we could forget that for a second. From a business standpoint, this was a disaster.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could have sold out, but you could have gotten close. And I promise you, you would have had the most people at the stadium that you'll have all season for this game, unequivocally. Dara said they would have loved to have gone. They can't now. It's too late. They got plans. They're going to the pumpkin patch, whatever it is.
Sure.
And then, there's people that will say, oh, how dare you? It's a Sunday in the fall. You should have been planning to go there anyway. Cool, I guess. That's not really how the world works. It'd be nice if that was how the world worked, but it's not. Dominic in Ohio, you're on the Fan. What's up, bro?
Dom, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call, as always. So I'm irrationally angry, and I guess that tracks because this team makes me irrational, and then whatever emotion they evoke, happy, sad, angry, whatever the case may be. But I got 2 points, if you'll let me. And the first goes to Grant's idea of organizational awareness or organizational memory. I don't buy that because Dan damn well knows how important Sean Taylor is to everyone. He went as far as gifting Landon Collins one of his two signed Sean Taylor jerseys when he signed. And he knew exactly what type of emotion that was going to elicit from that kind of player. That's another grown man in the NFL, and he knew what kind of emotion that was going. So he damn well knows how important Sean Taylor
is. I said this earlier, Dominic. I don't know if you were listening at the time. I've talked to people through the years about this ad nauseum. I mean, the one kind of like superhuman Dan Snyder version you see is when Sean comes up. It's the one picture he's got in his office is like him hugging him, from what I've always been told. Like, that's why I said I wish I could see what he's doing today, because I think he is one of the callers on the line who's beside themselves.
Well, honestly, I think he might have been the last caller who tried to defend Tanya for some reason. But that's regardless of the point. The other point is, if you look at Jason Taylor or Jason Wright and how meticulous in crafting building the brand was and all of the things that he's tried to do step by step to drag this franchise out of the muck. And then all of a sudden we have this screams someone pushed Dan, and that's going to be the emails that got released in John Gruden shrapnel. And they reacted like they've always reacted. And this was his in case of emergency break glass. And he threw it out there hoping it would stick. And that's what drives me the most crazy, is he knew how important this was. And he just reached and reacted to being pushed like they always did. They were trying so hard to be better, and they just fell right back to what they always do.
Thanks, Dominic.
Thank you, pal.
Danny, what should they do now?
I think you have to move it. I'm surprised. I thought announcement would have already happened, where they would have had an emergency meeting saying,
I think there's no chance they postponed.
Saying, like, we were always going to honor, we're rededicating Sean Taylor Way. This is an alumni weekend. We're going to have Sean Taylor's family up here. We'd already planned on that. We'd love for that to continue. We've got a little thing going before the game. We're going to introduce them. The alumni will be there. We'll be able to celebrate. Our wonderful alumni fans will be able to be there for it, et cetera. We realize this is due far more reverence than a makeshift announcement on a Thursday. We realize that this is way too important to so many people. We messed up. Fire your guns. Fire your arrows. You know, say all your bad stuff. We're going to do this the right way. We have learned our lesson. See you September. See you November 29th against the Seahawks for the retirement ceremony. Boom, bam. That's what they should do right now this minute. I think they won't.
So mine is kind of similar, actually. I send out a statement as Jason Wright, whoever wants to own it, basically. I mean, he probably has to just as a team president. And this is his thing. And he's got to say, guys, we messed up. We're sorry. We're working real hard to do the best we can, and we're going to do better. We botched this. Ask for some forgiveness. And then I think what I would say, we're going to have the jersey retired this weekend, but we will, moving forward, starting with this Seattle game on November 29th, the game closest to the date of his passing, however they want to word this, will be kind of our Sean Taylor remembrance game moving forward, or our Sean Taylor Day as an organization starting this year.
Yeah, next year will be 15 years. That's a great time to start that.
But I would start it this year.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
I would say, we're doing everything we plan on doing this weekend, and we're sorry if you can't come. We screwed this up royally. But on November 29th, it's a primetime Monday Night Football game against Seattle. Here are the things we'll be doing to celebrate Sean Taylor Day and the first tradition that we have here. Of many to come. And I would roll out some new, fresh kind of ideas of what I'm doing that night. And so if you want to celebrate, we're going to try to make this right, join us then. That is what I would do. But I think postponing with the family all having made their plans and coming is probably just unrealistic. Bill's in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good evening. I have to agree with the last caller, by the way. Given the owner's devastating lack of character, of course the timing is suspicious, and this just smells of misdirection. On the other hand, as far as a business decision goes, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they didn't look at the attendance trends and figure, well, there'll be so many Chiefs fans in the stands that 10,000 will cover for us.
You mean in terms of the towels? Like, we only need 10,000.
Yeah, I just don't believe they would ever say, but, oh, 10's good.
Here's the other problem.
Like, no way.
Chiefs fans walk in and grab a towel.
Yeah.
They don't not get towels. So if they go in and they take 7,800 of the towels, now you just got 20-some thousand of your fans that don't get any. I will not, like, you can explain away some of the other stuff as, oh, we didn't know this, we missed this, or we didn't have a good understanding here. That's just a math equation that I can't abide.
Yeah, if this was truly planned in the way that they are saying that it is, then you would have had a similar result in terms of towels to what they had for breast cancer awareness.
Right.
Where that event was planned for some time.
It was four times as many last week, yeah, by the way.
So you have the reasonable thing. This is what it looks like when you go, quick turnaround, please, and they go, global supply chain shortage, we can't. This is what we can give you. Oh, crap. And that's what they're left with.
Josh Waterford, you're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, guys. I've been a fan for ever. I mean, 35 years. And, guys, I love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for entertaining my afternoon. I haven't been to a game in 10 years. And you know, my dad had 8 club level seats for years, and it was awesome, but it's no longer worth it. And I just, it's really sad. Like, I really wish, you know, the team would come out and say, like, here's what we're doing versus what we all think. And I don't know. Like, I'll never, ever be a fan of anything else, but I'm so depressed by it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. Because, and I've said this jokingly before, if I could just turn this off by give a damn about this franchise, I would. I would do the equation in my head, and I would think with my head, and I would go, yeah, this isn't worth it. I'd pick something else, and I would do something else with my time, with my fandom, et cetera. I give freely of this, but I'm stuck, man. I lived through those years of my childhood and my adolescence when they kicked everybody's ass, and they were so awesome, and the parades and the joy, and every Sunday was perfect. It was perfect. Even when we didn't win, you knew you'd win next week. And it was wonderful, and you can never take that away from me. But that's ingrained. I'm stuck with it. I'm the butt of jokes, man. I'm the butt of jokes of all my college buddies, of wives, and my buddies that have moved on from this. I'm stuck. So if I could, I would turn it off, but I can't. That sentiment is what I have in spades, where you just kind of shake your head, and you just sort of laugh. You go, what am I supposed to do?
If you remember, like I do, and I'll bet everybody listening does, where you were when you heard Sean Taylor got shot. If you remember like I do, who you talked to and broke down with right after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Which friend you were on the phone with first. If you remember being at that stadium when they played the Buffalo Bills for the first game back, that electrifying, unbelievable atmosphere where everyone got a damn towel. And you were taking a couple home. You were scooping them up out of those boxes.
Yeah, I still got two.
If you remember any of that, today hurt, and today was a shame. It really was. I hope that come Sunday, for those of us that'll be at FedEx Field, I got to do pregame in NBC Sports Washington. I'm hoping to come over after the pregame show. I don't want to miss watching the game, though, which is an issue. But for those of us that are going to be at the game, and those of you that'll be there, I genuinely hope that it is a kind of a therapeutic experience where you get to celebrate Taylor, you get to tell some stories, you get to see his family. I'm assuming his baby girl's mostly grown up now. I mean, how old must she be? She was a baby when he passed.
Right, so what's that, like 14, 15, 16 years old?
She's
going to
be a real kid, yeah. You know, a teenager standing there.
Man.
Give them that great ovation, that reverence, that respect. But this is just this was a screw-up. It just is.
Yep.
And it's as bad a mess up in the relationship with the fans as I can remember. But we appreciate the stories, the emotion, and the feedback all day long. It's been a marathon, but it's been, while draining, I get it. It's
a
good opportunity for people to like tell their side of this thing. And it's really some incredible experiences that a lot of people had around his passing. Sunday, Sean Taylor's jersey to be retired at FedEx Field. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Big thanks to Darius and Ryan as always. Thursday night football tonight. Bucks going to roll.
I think they win by double digits. They're going to kick Philadelphia's took us.
Craig Hoffman is next. He's got Bomani Jones on his show. I have not talked to Bomani Jones since he was screaming things at me about thinking Kirk Cousins might be a better quarterback than Robert Griffin for the Washington football team. Said some really awful things to me many years ago. He is very talented. He is a very good guy, I think most of the time to a lot of people. But we have not talked in a long time. So Craig and him will talk tonight. I'll look forward to hearing that conversation right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.